Assalamu alaikum, brothers, sisters, friends, and everybody that's watching. Welcome to Thought Revolution. In this episode, we're going to be looking at a verse, a beautiful verse from the second chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 186. Now, this verse is significant from the perspective of our relationship with our Creator, right? You know, sometimes we even as Muslims, we think, oh, God exists, fine. I believe in Allah, fine. You know, God is the creator of everything, fine. But we forget that we actually have a relationship with our Creator. And he is reminding us of our relationship in this verse. Before we begin, brothers and sisters, let's remind ourselves of who Allah is. Allah is the creator. God is the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything that exists. He is in constant control of his creation. He has power over everything. Nothing happens, nothing moves except by his will and his leave. He is the master. He is the king of all kings. And he is above his throne in a way that befits his majesty. This is our creator, right? We cannot encompass him. We cannot understand him unless what he has told us about himself, so we can understand that. My brothers and sisters, he says in this verse, he says, and he begins by saying, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that when my servants, referring to the Prophet, peace be upon him, when they ask you about me, when they ask you, then indeed, certainly I am close to them. I am near them. I am near them, قَرِيبٌ. Now this, again, in a way that befits his majesty, we don't say Allah is with us physically, but Allah is with us in his power, in his knowledge, you know, and so on and so forth. But the most important point to understand here is that he is near, right? And this is the creator of everything that exists, the one who has all power. You know, sometimes when we become needy from any perspective in our lives, for example, if we need money, we try to associate ourselves with those that are rich, those that have money, those that have made the millions, right? And when we come close to these people, we become almost liberated, become happy. We can't help ourselves but smile internally, think, wow, you know, I'm close to this rich person and I'm going to learn from him and he's the one that can help me right now. But God, Allah, the creator of everything that exists, he is telling us that he is close, he is near. SubhanAllah, just think about this reality. You know, become aware of this reality, because whatever God says is true, brothers and sisters. So it's just a case of us becoming aware of this reality. And then God can stop here, but Allah carries on. He says, Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. That when the caller, now God broadens the horizons here, it's not only the Muslim, but the caller. The caller could be anyone. The caller could be a Muslim or an atheist or whoever. When Allah, God says, when the caller calls upon me, when he asks me for something, I respond to him, I give it to him. As long as it's good for him, I will give it to him. This is the creator of the heavens and the earth. They're just the fact that he's given us life, and he continues to give us life, and he continues to give us another moment in our lives, is enough. The fact that we're conscious and we're still alive right now is enough. He doesn't have to give us anything else. But he is saying, when we ask him for anything, and if it's good for us, he will give it to us. He will give it to us. SubhanAllah, think about this, brothers and sisters. Even if you're an atheist, he will give it to you. And you know, this type, this call is of two types. This is something I learned recently and this really blew my mind. When God says, when the caller calls, this call can be of two types. One is the call that we make with our own tongues. When we need something, for example, if I need water and there's no water around and I'm in a desert, I call out to God, God give me water. And God says he will respond. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in this encapsulates in this word, God tells us this call can be a type of call that's made by our bodies, our self, physical beings that we're not even aware of. For example, when we're hungry, we sometimes say, my body's screaming out for food. You know, I need food. That type of call, which is not made by the tongue, but by the body, Allah answers even that call. When we're thirsty, and if we don't even ask God, oh God, give me water, just the fact that our bodies are asking for it, are requiring it, that itself is responded to. God gives us the water. God responds to even that type of call. This is our creator. So even if you're an atheist, you know, you get hungry during the day. You know, if you're a Muslim that's having doubts, you get hungry during the day. You eat at least one meal a day, right? Unless you're fasting, but you'll eat the following day. But the point is, when you're hungry, and even if you don't ask God, food comes to you, right? You get your meal. You have your meal. Not because you did anything. You have no power. All power belongs to God. God is the one that provided that meal for you and wrote that meal for you. This is the reality. Right? And our creator is telling us, all we have to do is ask him and he'll respond to us. And then God says, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Then you respond to me too. If I, being the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who's above everything, can respond to you and responds to you and gives you what you want, then you respond to me too. Right? And this response is, follow what I've given you. Follow the things I've given you which are good for you. If you follow Islam, it's good for you. You'll benefit in this life and the life to come. And believe in me, have faith in me. Have faith in me. So why? So that you may be guided. And someone here may think, well, you know what? Again, oh look, God is needy. He wants something from me. He wants me to worship him. He wants me to follow his religion, his deen of Islam. He wants me to believe in him. Yeah, but this isn't for God. When God is asking you for these things, it's for you too. Why? Because you may be guided. SubhanAllah, even this is for you. You know, and the most beautiful thing is, it's like God is telling us, you know what, I'm close to you. When you ask me, I will give it to you. But on top of this, let me give you something more out of my mercy. You know what you need the most? If you want these small things, whatever you want in this life, just ask me, I'll give it to you if it's good for you. But don't forget what the most important thing is for you, which is guidance. You know, and then God tells us the solution, the formula for guidance, the secret to gain guidance, which is, respond to me, respond to what I've given you as far as this deen is concerned, the religion of Islam is concerned, do good. And believe in me, have faith in me, so that you may be guided. SubhanAllah, this ayah, this verse encapsulates, you know, the mercy of Allah in such a beautiful way. And not only the relationship that we have between our Creator and us, or we should have, but the mercy of God, because He is just giving us on top of giving us. You know, there is no limit to what God gives us. This is Allah. This is the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He doesn't require anything from us. He doesn't need anything from us. If anything, whatever He gives us is for us. But the question is whether you want to take that, whether you want to follow Him and be successful in this life and the life to come, or if you want to reject it, and then you're responsible. I thank you guys for listening. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.